This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, more and more consumers are looking to produce their own food or at least have a better understanding of where their food comes from, and that's fair. They're the ones spending the money on it. However, land is hard to come by when it comes to producing your own food in places that have urban sprawl. We lose a lot of acreage every year to the growing cities. There are some community gardens, but they're limited to how many people can participate because of space constraints. But converting unused space to usable crop production is becoming a hot idea nationwide. And we go up top to learn more right after this.
Heat up the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Rooftop farms are becoming a hot topic here in parts of the country where urban sprawl is seemingly uncontained, especially on the East Coast. Let's look at the nation's capital, for example. We can talk about how much unusable space is being converted. Washington, D.C. is about 70 square miles, and there's a lot of rooftop space available. Now, Christoph Grenna is a co-founder and farm manager for a company called Uptop Acres, and he talks about their efforts to find more ways to restore nature and convert what was previously considered to be unusable space in urban settings.
DC is 69 square miles, and 10 to 15% of a city is rooftops. So doing the math out from there, it's 7 square miles of rooftop. In commercial real estate, there, office and residential, there's always an interest in, first of all, there are a lot of sustainability initiatives that real estate companies have, whether they want to meet LEED green building standards, WELL building standards. There are mandates by local municipalities to capture a certain amount of stormwater and incorporate a certain amount of green space. There's also incentives for tenant amenities and tenant engagement.
Now, rooftop farms seem to be only limited by the imagination of the people developing and working on them. We're not talking about just a few tomato plants and green beans in pots on a deck somewhere.
We operate 30 different farms and gardens on properties across DC, Maryland, Virginia. They total about 6 acres of space in all, and that's with a bunch of different real estate companies, a bunch of different ownerships. They're office, they're residential, they're also retail as well.
If you're going to visit one of these rooftop farms, it's not going to be just walking up to a roof that has a lot of raised garden beds and flowers. You're going to have a different kind of agricultural experience in a place you wouldn't expect.
Yeah, the roof we're standing on now, you walk into sort of like a shiny lobby that looks like a normal office building, then you get in an elevator and you walk out the doors and you're greeted with long row of blooming lavender, long rows of culinary herbs like rosemary, thyme, oregano, chives. And then you turn to your left and we have sort of a garden area where we're growing zucchini, cucumbers, garlic, kale, collard greens, Swiss chard, basil, sweet peppers, hot peppers, tomatoes, other greens, lettuces. So we grow sort of what you would see in a diversified small organic farm where we're growing a lot of those things.
Rooftop farms are fast becoming another moneymaker for companies and property owners. It's a large upfront investment, but the return on investment has been huge. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.